Marching for Freedom. Extract 1, 1963.
That morning in 1963, I woke up wanting to be free from all the inequities. I didn't want my aunt holding me down anymore. I wanted the same good textbooks that my white counterparts had. Yes, I admit, I woke up that morning and my mind was on freedom.
Extract 2. Nowadays.
I talk about my decision to march, my arrest, and how my life changed from that point on. Students always want to know if I got in trouble with my parents when I got out. They want to know if anyone failed to graduate because they marched. I've been asked why I decided to stay in Birmingham after going through that. The educators want to talk more about what it was like going into that white school and the differences between what it was like in the all-black school versus the all-white school. Sometimes I am asked how to inspire youth to be more concerned and more responsive to current affairs. I have remained in Birmingham because I've always lived here and I didn't have a reason to leave. I saw some positive changes that took place after I participated in the movement. Some of the things I was protesting did indeed change for the better. I never wanted to leave because my family is here. Even after visiting other places, I saw some of the same kinds of situations that existed here. Moving probably would not have shielded me from the race war. I always tell young people who want to be involved to stand up for what they believe in. I tell them that they don't have to be leaders or in charge of a movement to make a difference. They can make a difference within their circle, and not just about race issues. They can include those who are physically challenged as a way to make a difference, or befriend the kid who is being bullied. I stress that they don't have to be a part of putting someone else down because they're different.
Janice Kelsey, I woke up with my mind on freedom, 2017.